The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Evan.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are here to prepare you for Thanksgiving. Now, I know a lot of you are going to be ordering flowers or picking up flowers to put on the kitchen table. And I want you to look for a couple of things. If you're buying mums or chrysanthemums, and it's a daisy type, I want you to make sure that the center of the daisy is yellow and that it's still tight. I don't want you to pick up some cut mums or potted mums. And when you look at the center and you rub the center of the flower and look at your finger, you get a yellow dust on it. That means that the pollen sacs are all open and that the flowering time has been cut by 50%. So the tighter the mum, the longer it's going to last. If it's a non-daisy variety of chrysanthemum or a mum, make sure that not all the petals have opened. There are still some in the center that have not opened yet. And that will ensure that you'll get more time to enjoy the color. If you're buying carnations, okay, look right underneath the actual flower. And there's a green capsule right underneath the beautiful yellows and whites and pinks and reds. Squeeze that capsule. And if it feels like it's empty, that's telling you that all of the flower petals have now come out. And again, they're not going to last as long. It could be that they've been kept in storage so that they would be available for the holiday. So anytime you buy carnations, squeeze that green capsule just below the flower petals. And if you feel firm, that's telling you there are petals still inside of it to come out and to last a lot longer. Now, any kind of cut flower, every day or every other day, is fine. Dump the water out. Wash your vase. Rinse the stems of your loose flowers and put in fresh water, and it will extend the life of your plant. If you can get some flower preservative and re-add it, that's great. But the main thing is, don't let the water start to turn milky or even green. That will destroy them very, very quickly. So what I do every couple of days, I pull everything out, I wash the vase, I add fresh water, I take my pruning shears or scissors, and I'll cut the ends of every single stem. Because if your water turned milky, that means there's bacteria. It's getting into the stem. It's plugging the entrance. So water is having more of a difficult time to get up the stem, and the flower will go by faster. So recut, fresh water, and cool water. Keep them out of a direct light of a window. So if it's on your kitchen table and there's a big window and the sun hits the arrangement or the vase of flowers, they're going to open up a lot faster. So keep them out of the direct rays of the sun. Keep them as cool as possible. And if you run your home on the cool side, great. If you run your home at, let's say, 70, what I'd like to see you do every single morning and every night, grab a handful of ice cubes, add it to the vase of water. It'll cool it down, and it will help to extend the flower cycle, okay? And you'll see a big, big difference, and your enjoyment will be a lot longer. Now, if it's an arrangement, check it every single day and make sure that that foam, that floral foam, stays wet at all times. So it may mean that you're going to be adding water to your arrangement every single day because you've got the foliage and the flowers. Do it, and you'll enjoy it a lot longer. And one last thing. If you're using an arrangement with candles, be careful. Because if the flame gets to be too close, you could end up with a fire in your arrangement. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Richard from New Hampshire, wants to talk about perennials.
Richard, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with your perennials?
Yes, I've got some plants, bushes that I did not get planted this summer. And I was just wondering, now that the ground is really cold, if I want to keep them all winter, I'm wondering the best way to do it. And I'll tell you which ones they are.
Okay.
One's a Scotch broom and an azalea. I've got a burning bush and a forget-me-not, and I don't know the best way to take care of those for the winter so I can plant them in the spring.
Okay. On your forget-me-not, leave it outside until the frost knocks all of the foliage off and it goes dormant, and then put it in your tool shed or garage. And just
okay.
Leave it right on the floor. On your azalea, on your Scotch broom, the Scotch broom is the most delicate of all the plants that you've mentioned. That will have to stay in your garage for the winter. If you leave it outside, it's going to dry out, and I guarantee you, you're probably going to lose it. So what I'd like to see you do is go to your local nursery, buy either wilt proof or wilt stop, and I want you to turn your plant upside down, spray the underside of your azalea foliage, the underside of your Scotch broom, and then stand it up and spray the top with it. This is an anti-desiccant. It will seal the plant, preventing moisture loss through the foliage and the branches and the stems of your plant. And then water your azalea and your Scotch broom. Put it in your garage, in the back, away from everything so it doesn't get kicked or fallen on. The burning bush is tough. If you're limited on space, take the burning bush, leave it outside. And what I've done in the past is where you already have some shrubbery planted, evergreens, stick it up against the house but near those evergreen plants, and the evergreens will protect it from the wind, from the sun, and it will really help to keep the plant to survive real well. But azaleas and Scotch brooms are delicate, and I would keep them in a tool shed or a garage or a barn. If you don't have either of those, but you've got a raised deck, put them underneath the deck or up against the building in a very sheltered area, normally on the north side of the house, so that it doesn't get any sun, and you'll be in great shape, okay?
But should they be watered also?
Yeah, if you're going to keep them in the garage or the tool shed, on a monthly basis, just go out there, feel the soil. If it's moist, leave it alone. If it's starting to dry out, then give them a good drink, and that way you'll have moisture in the plant, and you'll be in great shape. Thank you, and have a good Thanksgiving.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant, this fall.
Hi, this is Paul Parent. Join us on the legendary Blue Danube this summer, July 27th to August 7th. 7 nights aboard the Avalon Visionary from Nuremberg to Budapest. Ship aboard accommodations, meals, guided sightseeing, wine, beer, and shipboard dinners. For more information, call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Rob from New Hampshire. Wants to talk about our arborvitaes.
Okay, Rob, good morning. How can we help you with your arborvitaes today?
Good morning, Paul. Hey, it's the wrong tree I gave him. I'd say Alberta spruce.
Alberta spruce, okay.
Yeah, I had it for about 16 years, and it was supposed to be one of the miniature ones. It probably grew about, I don't know, about maybe 10 feet, 12 feet tall. And all of a sudden, this summer, it became all brown. It just turned brown. And
the whole tree?
The whole tree did. Yep, never did that before.
Okay.
So now, my son cut it down, and we got rid of it. And what do you think caused that tree to do that?
If it happened in the early spring, before the new growth had a chance to develop, then it probably had some winter damage on it. And I have never seen a winter like last year for the damage that it caused. We had snow throughout the Northeast, off and on. But we had a lot of cold. We had a lot of wind. We had many sunny days. And plants like hydrangea in Rhode Island, on Cape Cod, and in southern New England that had been planted for years, died right back to the ground. And for most people, they had never seen that. And azaleas had a lot of leaves that turned yellow and fell. Rhododendrons had brown edges and spotting. And then a plant like you have, the dwarf Alberta spruce, is very dense. And I think what probably happened with yours is you got hit twice. You probably had, during the summer, an infestation of what is called spider mite. And this is an insect. If you took a ballpoint pen and you tapped it on a piece of paper, it would make a little dot. That's the size of the insect. So you could have had some red spider damage on your plant during the summer. And then with the winter, the plant being so thick and dense, then you had some burning or some dehydration. And that 1-2 punch is what knocked it out. But if no new growth developed in the springtime, to me that's the problem. So if you're going to replant, then make sure that right now you use an anti-desiccant. So azaleas, rhododendron, holly, ilex, boxwood, mountain laurel, any evergreen plant should be sprayed with either wilt proof or wilt stop, and that will prevent dehydration. Your plant, the dwarf Alberta spruce, the same thing.
Okay. Because another question I had for you. I bought another one. Should I go ahead and plant it now, or should I just wait till spring?
How large is it?
It's, I don't know, probably about maybe 2 feet tall, 2.5.
Two and a half feet tall.
Yeah.
You can still, and you live where now?
I live in Dover, New Hampshire.
Okay. What I would do is I would plant it. Okay? So put some compost, some manure, get it planted, give it a good drink, and as soon as you get it planted, get a couple of tomato stakes, and about 6 inches away from the plant, drive your two tomato stakes. After Thanksgiving and before Christmas, when you see that the ground freezes, it's getting cold on a regular basis, then staple some burlap and wrap the plant around on your tomato stakes. And that will break the force of the wind, give the plant some shade, and use the anti-desiccant. Get some wilt proof, and that plant should be fine.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com, like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
on Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Joan from Cape Cod, who wants to talk about parsley and Brussels sprouts.
Joan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. First, I want to wish you a very, very, very happy Thanksgiving. We're so thankful to have you in our lives.
Thank you.
So my question about, my first question, do you want me to ask both questions at once?
Sure.
Okay, it's about parsley and Brussels sprouts. With parsley, we potted up the parsley because it was the best year we've had with parsley. I think on the Cape, the weather was cooler, and the parsley was very happy with cooler weather. And when we and I put the parsley in a sunny spot, and in a matter of days, the leaves are turning yellow. So that's my first question, what to do, because they're all turning yellow.
Okay.
And my second question is about Brussels sprouts. I know that you are a lover of Brussels sprouts and very successful with your Brussels sprouts. And here on the Cape, we just get these little knobs, and they don't ever get to be Brussels sprouts.
Okay.
So I'd love to have some tips.
When do you plant your Brussels sprouts on Cape Cod?
We plant it in the summer, in July.
Okay. You've got to get them in the ground sooner.
Okay.
When you see that your local nursery is selling pansies,
mm-hmm.
That's when you want to plant broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage, kale. They are cold weather crops, and they need to go in when the outside temperature is still on the cool to cold side. If you get a frost, the plants will tolerate it, okay? If you put a tomato out, the tomato will die. So I live in Maine. I plant my cold weather crops normally during April, and everything else gets planted in May, and that makes a big difference. So I'll plant the cold weather crops. I'll plant spinach. I'll plant peas during the month of April, and then as your Brussels sprout plant gets taller and taller, snap off the lower leaves on your plant, because where the leaf is attached to the stem of your Brussels sprout, that's where the sprout will develop. So when you see that there's a Brussels sprout about the size of a pea, and the plant's really growing, break off that lower leaf. That will give the Brussels sprout room to grow, and it will do a lot better. But the main thing is you've got to get it in the ground early. Okay?
Does it like certain types of... Is it fussy at all, or, you know, does it like any extra nutrients, or should I plant them just where I plant the broccoli?
The more sun you can give it, and I plant broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, kale in one section, and then the next year I move it to another section, and then the third year to a third. And on the fourth year, it goes back to the first. So I rotate the position in the garden every year to give the soil a chance to rebuild, because each plant wants specific nutrients. And if you plant them in the same location year after year after year, your production will go down. And by moving it, you give the soil a chance to rest and rebuild the nutrients that particular plant demanded, so that when you get it back there 3 or 4 years later, the ground has been all recovered and you're in great shape.
One more question about the Brussels sprouts, then we can move on to the parsley. How often do you snap off the lower leaves? How long do you do that for?
I start to take off the lower leaves usually around early July. And then every time I go in the garden to get tomatoes or pick lettuce or whatever, I'll walk through where the Brussels sprouts are. And then what I will do is if I see any yellowing, I take them right off. If I see that there's a Brussels sprout that's as big as my little finger, then I'll snap off that leaf. So by, September, I'm going to say that 3/4 of the leaves from the ground up have been removed from the plant.
Wow.
And the Brussels sprouts are getting really large.
Okay,
now, on your parsley, was it grown in the pot, or did you dig it from the garden?
I dug it. I dug it and put it into pots to bring into the house, so it was in the garden in the earth. Yep.
Okay. Next year, what I want you to do, dig them roughly when the kids go back to school in September.
Oh.
Put them in pots, and then leave them outside until they're calling for a frost. And that will give the plant time to get acclimated outside. And then bring it in. What's probably happened, and it will recover, you dig it out of the garden, or it's getting humidity, it's getting moisture, it's getting cool temperatures. You dig it, you're cutting some of the roots, you pot it, you bring it in directly into the house, it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
So the plant is using more moisture, and because the root system has been cut, it's using additional moisture, and you're going from a cool environment to a hot environment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what's going to happen is the older foliage is going to turn yellow.
Yes.
You're going to cut it off.
Uh-huh.
You're gonna start feeding it
uh-huh.
with a liquid fertilizer.
Uh-huh.
And you want to feed it every 2 weeks.
Okay.
And out of the center, brand new parsley leaves will form, and they'll get thicker and thicker. And anything that turns yellow, take it off.
I use the Neptune Harvest seaweed. Is that good?
Yep. Yeah, that's great stuff. So use that, you know, every week or two until the plant begins to make new growth. Anything that turns yellow, take it off. And then eventually, as the plant gets acclimated to your house, the new growth that forms will be able to tolerate the heat. The sun, the root system will have redeveloped, and you'll be in good shape.
Can I ask you two more questions, Paul?
Quickly, yep.
Okay. One more question about the parsley, then I have a quick question about the rosemary. So with the parsley, does it like to be kept wet, moist, the soil?
No plant wants to be wet. It wants to be kept moist.
Okay, and rosemary, is this a good time to bring in the rosemary and pot it up?
Yes, definitely. Bring the rosemary in. Now, the secret with rosemary indoors is you repot it, bring it inside the house, and then what you want to do is, let's say your plant's a foot tall and a foot wide.
Yes.
You need a plastic saucer 12 inches wide.
Uh-huh.
Fill it full of, like, marble chip. Or gravel.
Uh-huh.
Set your rosemary plant on top of the gravel saucer.
Uh-huh.
Every morning, fill the saucer full of water. And what's going to happen is, during the day, the moisture that's in the gravel will slowly evaporate. It will create humidity around your plant. And that will help it a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it away from any forced hot air vents.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it out of the same room that you would have a fireplace, a wood stove burning. It doesn't like dry air.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is, I don't have one this year because of things that were going on. But normally I bring mine in.
Mm-hmm.
I have a quart, or you could buy a pint mister.
Mm-hmm.
And every morning and every night, mist the foliage of your rosemary to give it humidity.
Mm.
And that's going to make a big difference.
Wow, they sound very sensitive, rosemary plants. I mean.
Yeah. Yeah, rosemary indoors during the winter are really, really are a high-maintenance plant. And I'll tell you, if you've got forced hot air, I don't advise doing it, because it's going to shed just like a Christmas tree at the end of the year.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this has been tremendously helpful. Just so helpful. I so appreciate all the information and just the way you tell us how to take care of our gardens and our plants. It just makes it very inspiring, and that maybe we can be successful like yourself.
You will be. You got to think positive.
Yes. Thank you so much, Paul.
Thank you, and you have a great holiday.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Now, if you'd like to get additional information We have a weekly email newsletter. There's no charge. All you need to do is to go to paulparent, like mom and dad, .com. paulparent.com. At the top of the page, it says, sign up for newsletter. And all you do is click on it, put your email address, and every Thursday, you will get an email newsletter filled with information. This past week, we talked about forcing bulbs indoors so that you'll have winter color, and how to protect your roses for the up-and-coming winter. But there's always something. During the month of December, we'll be talking about the types of Christmas trees, how to take care of them, how to take care of wreaths, roping, and then all of your holiday plants, how to take care of your poinsettia, cyclamen, kalanchoe, orchids. There'll be also stories on my favorite gardening books that I think you're going to love, because I choose books on indoor plants, shrubbery, annuals, perennials, vegetables, houseplants, tropical plants. So there's a lot in the newsletter. It's free. So go to paulparent.com, sign up for it today, and you'll get the newest one on Thanksgiving morning.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a three-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. pills, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome to the Paul Parent God Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. It's not too late for those of you that live in an area where winter has not arrived yet to fertilize your lawn. And we've talked a lot about Turf Trust. It's a great fertilizer, and it's very unique because you put it down, it releases the food. If the ground freezes, it lays dormant until spring. And as soon as the ground thaws, it starts to go back to work to green up your lawn and to get it growing again. Now, if you cannot find it at your local nursery, I want you to call this phone number, 410-956-1481. That's 410-956-1481. Tell them you heard about it on the show, and they'll ship it to you at no cost. How can you beat that? And that way your lawn will stay nice and green. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Rick from Massachusetts wants to talk about Japanese maples.
Rick, how can we help you out with the Japanese maple today?
Hey, Paul, thank you for taking my call. The patient is Acer Pomatum Japanese maple, approximately 22 to 25 years old. It's got four trunks radiating from the soil. And there's actually a root that comes out above the soil line, and it wraps around the trunk about 180 degrees and goes back down. Now, the symptoms are, the last couple of years, I've been noticing some of the radiated branches near the top foot, thinning out really early and losing their leaves and completely dying, completely.
Yep.
I could break them completely off. And this started about 2 years ago, and now it looks like it's spreading. And I've never pruned the tree, never cut it. I just like to keep it for its majestic appearance.
What has happened is the root that has come up and is growing around the trunk of the tree is called a girdling root. It has a girdling root. It's wrapped itself around the trunk. The root is getting larger. The trunk of the tree is getting larger, but it cannot expand because of the root. Okay? And eventually, what's going to happen is it's going to choke and kill the top of that tree. So, in the spring, as soon as the snow is gone, the ground has begun to thaw, I want you to take a pair of loppers or pruners or
a saw,
and I want you to cut that root to prevent this girdling, and then normal growth will return. I don't want you to do it now, because during the winter, the tree is going to need all the moisture it can get so that you don't get any twig dieback.
Okay.
But in the spring, first thing, get out the loppers, a saw, and just, even if you only remove half of it, it will stop that choking, that girdling of the stem. That way the stem can expand, because it's squeezing it so hard, it's preventing the water tubes in that stem from getting the water up to the top of the plant, and that's why all of your new growth is dying on the top of your plant. So you've got to get that girdling root right off of your plants and do it as soon as you can in late March, early April. Feed it to encourage other roots to grow.
Okay.
And if you see it happen again, just cut out any root that grows in a circle around a plant. It's like you taking your hands and trying to strangle somebody. And that's what the root is doing. It's strangling the plant. It can't grow. It can't get water. Can't get nutrients. And eventually it will kill the plant. Have a great Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.